Like the well-oiled machine she'd become, Emma Westlake wrapped her hand around the Limoges teapot and counted down silently in her head. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Your tea, Dottie. At the single nod she earned in return, Emma filled the matching cup atop the matching saucer to within exactly a quarter inch of its gold-trimmed lip, and followed it up with a single splash of cream and 2 pinches of sugar. She waited exactly 3 beats for the lovely dear that always followed, and then made her way around the linen-topped table to her own seat in her own cup. Biscuit? She asked, even as her mind filled in the answer she knew she'd get, the same answer she got every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Why, yes, I think I will. She held the basket out as the octogenarian helped herself to one, kept it hovering in place just north of the table's center point for the 3 Mississippi seconds worth of hemming and hawing that invariably followed, and then firmed up her hold as the woman's frail hand reached inside for the I really shouldn't second biscuit. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Dottie. Retrieving her napkin from the table, Emma folded it across her lap and smiled at the wheelchair-bound woman she'd grown to love, in spite, or maybe because, of the weekly ritual. The fact that the weekly ritual came with a steady paycheck was simply the unnecessary but always appreciated cherry on top of the cake, especially now that, aren't you going to have a biscuit, dear? Like clockwork, she swallowed back the instinctual urge to retch, and instead nodded, as she'd promised Dottie's husband she would during his deathbed phone call 18 months earlier. After all, as per the unwritten script that never varied, never faltered, there would be a moment, fleeting certainly, but still a moment, when the elderly woman would close her eyes in memory of dear old Alfred. And when that happened, the tail-wagging garbage disposal Emma had added to the weekly get-together 6 months earlier would be ready and eager to help bury the proverbial cardboard-flavored treat. Leaning back in her chair just enough to afford herself a view of the golden retriever sitting faithfully beside her feet, Emma dropped her hand to her lap and flashed the get-ready signal she'd taught him. Sure enough, Dottie lifted her cup, glanced at the ceiling, murmured her husband's name, and then closed her eyes. In a flash, Emma snatched her lone biscuit from her dessert plate, pulled it down beneath the table's edge, and handed it off to— He doesn't like them either, dear. Emma sat up tall, her eyes meeting and then abandoning Dottie's. Them? Don't play dumb, Dottie said on the heels of a snort. I may be old, and I may be confined to this cumbersome chair with wheels, but I'm not stupid. And that dog of yours is nothing if not consistent, as evidenced by the pile of 23 now stale biscuits my cleaning lady found in the corner of Alfred's study. Clamping back the urge to question the use of the word now in relation to stale, Emma hung her head in shame and, wait, she snapped her full attention back to Dottie. You said 23? Today's would have made 24. But the rest of her protest faded away as the adding and multiplying part of her brain kicked into high gear. I've been bringing Scout with me for the last 6 months now, every Tuesday, making this tea his— She pulled up the edge of the tablecloth for an uninhibited view of her dog. 24th, and Scout, you traitor! You didn't even eat one! Now, dear, don't scold Scout for being the only honest one of the three of us. She felt her mouth gape, rushed to close it, and then let it gape again, unchallenged. The three of us? Yes, three. You, Scout. Dottie pointed at each of them before landing her finger on herself. And me. You. Dottie said nothing. Wait. You're telling me after all this time, 18 months, Dottie interjected. Emma paused, regrouped. You're telling me after 18 months that you don't like these biscuits? They're dreadful. Dreadful, Emma echoed,